بسم الله والابن والروح القدس الاله الواحد امين. We will take another sample of preachers from the early church. Other preachers, not famous, not common preachers, but are very good examples for us. The first one is Barnabas. The first message I want to tell you, that whatever the background is, you can be a good preacher. Because it was written about Barnabas that Judas, his name is Judas, Justus, who was also named Barnabas by the apostles, which is translated some son of encouragement, a Levite of the country of Cyprus. So he was a Levite يعني من لاوي, سبط لاوي. But he is not living in Jerusalem or Jewish area, he was living in Cyprus, Cyprus. But still, he was a Jew and converted to Christianity. So you need not to be a servant for your whole life before to be a good preacher. And you need not to be a very knowledgeable one to be a good preacher. You need not even to be one of the apostles who enjoyed the stay with Jesus Christ on earth. But you can be a good evangelist if you love our God and you love people. The second point, how this Barnabas started his mission. It was written in Acts chapter 9 that Barnabas took him it's sure, him is Paulus, and brought him to the apostles, and he declared to them how he had seen the Lord on the road, and that he had spoken to him, and how he had preached boldly at Damascus in the name of Jesus. What does this mean? You know, there is no single sermon or lecture of Barnabas written in the book of Acts. But Barnabas was gifted with a very specific gift, that he was a great fisherman. He could pick the good preacher and put him in the right place. The one who took care of Paul, and he pushed him to start preaching, is Barnabas. Although he did not know what sort of sermons preaching Barnabas were saying, but we know quite well that St. Paul was considered to be son in the spirit of Barnabas. So, you may not be the man of preaching, you may not be the one of miracles, you may not be the gifted one of casting out demons, but you could be the fisherman of the good servants. So, this is a very specific and important mission in missionary. That one of you, a woman of you, may teach few girls, but with her wisdom, she can choose the right girl who will be the preacher of her village after a few months or years. And when pushing her forward and giving her a very good example by her living and making Bible study and guiding her steps, she would be her daughter, but she will be the good preacher. So you may not be the best preacher, but you can be a good fisherman. You understand? This is important. We may not all know how to speak the word of God properly, but we have another mission in evangelists, that we can pick those who God may use us. So Barnabas was gifted with this. That's why you will see that Barnabas is the father of St. Mark also. So he has a great job with St. Paul and also with St. Mark after. We know quite well St. Mark, our preacher, and we know very well St. Paul, but actually we do not know much about Barnabas. But he is the one who started this and that. Also, it's written in Acts chapter 11, then Barnabas departed from Tarsus to seek Saul. Barnabas was a wise man who traveled specifically. He might spend like a few days traveling just to invite Saul to help him in Antioch at a time when nobody remembers Saul. You know, Saul, after his conversion, he went to Jerusalem. They tried to kill him, so he had to leave Jerusalem. He went to the dirt, Sahara, and after some time he went back to his country, Tarsus, and he had nothing to do because the church couldn't make use of his gifts, couldn't put him in his right place. But that this Barnabas was the one who chose St. Paul at a time to come to help him in Antioch, before anything about St. Paul, before going to the journeys of preaching, before making many miracles. He just thought that this man is a good man for the future, is the man of the church. So this is, you know, a very good mission you need to learn. Also, it's written in Acts chapter 12 that Barnabas and Saul returned from Jerusalem. This is the end of the first voyage to Asia. Returned from Jerusalem when they had fulfilled their ministry, the ministry about the journey in Asia. And they also took with them John, whose surname was Mark. Mark had another name, is John. Marcus huwa nafsu Yohanna, by the way. So Barnabas and Saul took Mark. By the way, I believe that St. Paul learned from Barnabas how to choose the right helper and learned from him how to disciple this helper to make them bishops after. This is the gift of Barnabas, not of Saul. Because Saul, starting the service, was not having this talent. He wanted St. Mark to stop service because he is not up to the standard St. Paul put. He believed that St. Mark is a weak guy. He cannot travel here and there. He cannot preach the word of God. He is not honest enough, and he tried not to pick him. But Barnabas insisted because he saw that St. Mark is a good guy, and Barnabas was right, and St. Paul was wrong. Okay? So it's important to know how to look the future and to pick those who may be the future preachers. Now, Barnabas was determined to take with them John, called Mark, in Acts 15. And you know the story of this misunderstanding happened between Barnabas and Saul, because Barnabas insisted that Mark is good, and Saul tried not to take him, and they went apart. Barnabas took St. Mark to Cyprus, and after which, you know, St. Mark came to Africa, visited his country in Libya, and then back to Cairo, or to Egypt. There was no Cairo at that time. So St. Mark, the one who was rejected by St. Paul, was chosen by St. Barnabas, and he was the right choice. Also, Barnabas, although he was elder than St. Paul, and he was like his father, spiritual father, because he, the one who took him from the early beginning to push him to work in Antioch, he became his second man after some time. I mean, St. Paul, because he was blessed with the gift of preaching, it was written that Barnabas departed for Tarsus to seek Saul. This they also didn't send it to the elders by the hands of Barnabas and Saul. Just follow these sentences, okay? In Acts 11, Barnabas seeks Saul. Then Barnabas and Saul together. In Acts 12, Barnabas and Saul returns from Jerusalem. Okay? In next, Acts 13, when the congregation had broken up, many of the Jews and devout proselytes followed Paul and Barnabas. What happened here? That Paul now was named before Barnabas. People know now Paul much more than they know Barnabas. You understand what I mean? So Paul was the first man now, was the famous one now, was the first leader now. But Barnabas continued the service. You understand what I mean? He did not care much who is first. He is elder than St. Paul. He is the one who brought St. Paul to the service. But now St. Paul is the first man. No big deal. You understand? So he was blessed with this virtue that he never seek to be the first man. No, he is happy being the second to his son, one of his disciples, St. Paul, is the first man now. In Acts 13 it was written, Paul and Barnabas grew bold and said, it was necessary that the word of God should be spoken to you first, but since you rejected and judge yourselves unworthy of everlasting life, behold, we turn to Gentiles. Again, Paul before Barnabas. You understand? And it will continue as such till the end. Paul is first now, but Barnabas still working, still serving. Okay? Another good point in this Barnabas. Barnabas they called Deus and Paul Hermes. When they visited some area in Asia, they were worshipping idols. And they believed that St. Paul, because he is the talkative one, he is the one of miracles and preaching, Hermes is much more important than Deus to these people. But Barnabas didn't bother. So what? He is neither Deus or Hermes. But they believed that this man could be this God and this one is God. But they rejected the idea and fought the idea, and they could convince the people that they are not God, they are just God's servants, and they continued the service. And it was well written him because he was the chief speaker. You understand? So he was the chief speaker. So imagine that Barnabas is coming and St. Paul is coming. St. Paul is younger than Barnabas, but he is the chief speaker. And no problem with Barnabas. In Acts 15, it seemed good to us, being assembled with one accord, to send chosen men to you with our beloved Barnabas and Paul. Now why it came to be again Barnabas and Paul? Could any of you understand this one? مين يفهم الحتة دي؟ مين شاطر يقول لي ليه في الحتة دي تقال برنباس الأول؟ ها؟ Who is choosing the men now? No, I mean who is the one who is making the choice for Barnabas and Paul? Sammy, which one sir? Okay. Wait a minute. Acts 15 is the assembly of the apostles to see the problem of Judaism. And after putting the sentence clear that they were not going to put the circumcision important, just pushing those pagans to believe in Christ and to repent, they have to deliver the message with their messengers. Because the apostles know the hierarchy, the old one, because they know Barnabas is an elder one to St. Paul, they should state it this way. Because Barnabas is the father of Paul. For in the eyes of the people, St. Paul is more important. But with the word, yes, with the word of the church, with the apostles is sending Barnabas, the elder, and then Paul together. You understand? Although Paul is the chief speaker. but Barnabas is an elder one. You understand the idea? Because this is like a statement from the mother church. So, as if you are saying the bishop before the priest, you understand, or the priest before the deacon. Although the deacon may be the better preacher, but here it's like a hierarchy. Another good point in Barnabas, written in Acts 15. Now Barnabas was determined to take with them John called Mark, the persistence. Although St. Paul now is the leader, the chief speaker, and his vision is very good. But when it comes to St. Mark, he insisted, I should take St. Mark with me, in the missionary. So he persisted. This kind of persistence is very good in missionary. That when you have a good vision, and you care not for yourself, and you are supported by the praying, you just persist, you just insist. You know, this is the work of God. So don't be weak. And with this kind of persistence, St. Mark was born as a preacher. You understand? I guess St. Mark, when seeing St. Paul saying that, sorry Mark, you can never be a preacher, I can't take you anymore with me, I guess if I'm there, I cannot go anymore. But with the support of Barnabas, with the encouragement of Barnabas, St. Mark was born as a preacher. Because he took with him to Cyprus, and he continued working with him, and after a few years, St. Mark was a very great preacher. Also, it's written in Corinthians, the first chapter, the first letter to Corinthians, is it only Barnabas, St. Paul was saying, is it only Barnabas and I who have no right to refrain from working? So they were working together in Corinthians. And they kept working, Barnabas and Paul, not to take any single penny, any money from the church. Because at that time there are many other preachers, bad ones, who teach bad teachings, not the word properly of God. They try to abuse the church, to take money from the people. So St. Paul and Barnabas, they were working with their hands to make money just to cover their needs. So this is kind of persistence. Although they are poor, they have vision, they are very busy with the mission, but still, if it comes to work, we can work just to pay our duties. Also, it's written in Galatians, I'm trying to put you the sentences related to Barnabas to show up how much greater this man, although he is not a speaker, he is not a man of good words. Then after 14 years, I went up again to Jerusalem. St. Paul was saying his story with the apostles concerning the problem of Judaism. So he went to Jerusalem after 14 years of preaching with Barnabas, because he is the man, the elder, the one responsible. So he went with Barnabas and also took Titus with me and went to Jerusalem to meet the apostles to put the mission in their hands. So still, Barnabas was working 14 years after the resistance, understand? So this is a very good virtue in Barnabas' life, that he persisted his mission till the end, although he is not very much gifted as others, as St. Paul or St. Peter. We never knew that he made any miracles. He preaching in sermons or lectures, but he is a great man. Also, it's written in Acts 11, the news of these things came to the ears of the church in Jerusalem, then they sent out Barnabas to go as far as Antioch. This is earlier, you know. Barnabas was the first man sent by the apostles before St. Paul, you know, to Antioch. Barnabas was sent through the apostles to Antioch. And after which Barnabas chose St. Paul to help him in Antioch. This is a very good example for us, that you will see yourself not covering the needs of the mission. I mean, you are not qualified to do everything. You need somebody to help. This is a very good feeling in the servant, that you ask for more helpers, for more people to serve. This is very good in your heart. Also written, as they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Spirit said, "Now separate to me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them." This was the start of the voyage or the journeys of Saul, of Sauls. The start was the whole church was fasting and they were praying because St. Paul was saying, "I wish to go to Asia to preach." So they spent some time fasting and praying, and it came through the Holy Spirit, the message from above. Okay, separate Barnabas and Saul together, as if Barnabas is very much needed beside Saul. Saul is still young at least in preaching. So although it was the idea of St. Paul, but the chosen one was Barnabas before St. Paul, although again Barnabas was not the chief speaker. So let's revise what we have said. Barnabas is teaching us that whatever the background is, we still can work as teachers, be a fisherman, better being a preacher. Enjoy being a good second man. Don't look at being the first. Learn how to persist. Learn the virtue of persistence. And also make sure that you are chosen by God. Another last example of a preacher. Not last one. Okay. Just a few other words on other preachers not very well known. I'm not speaking about St. Paul, St. Peter, okay? Aquila or Priscilla. You may hear the name before. This is a preaching couple. This is a nice example for the couples that you can work with your husband or your wife. You may not preach alone. You will not take a husband from his family to preach. No. You can preach through the family as a couple. It's written in Corinthians that Church of Asia greet you, Aquila and Priscilla greet you heartily in the Lord with the church that is in their house. So being a couple is a very good issue in preaching because man and his wife can accept in their home, accept people coming and welcoming the people and having dinner with them. But when you are living alone, it's not easy to invite anybody to your home. It's not accepted. But being a married couple, so it's easy to make your home as a primary church for this area. And you know, if you study the history of preaching, most of the churches started at this. As a married couple, very good home, house, for those good Christians to accept the neighborhood, and through this, the church started. So this is another kind of preacher you may look at. Also written in Acts 18, he found a certain Jew named Aquila. By the way, they were Jew. Born in Pontus, Aquila is the man, okay? Who had recently come from Italy. So this Jew was living in Italy, in Rome first. With his wife Priscilla, because Claudius was the Caesar, had commanded all the Jews to depart from Rome and he came to them. So this was the start of the relation between St. Paul and Aquila and Priscilla. St. Paul was going here and there in some area in Asia, he found this couple, this good couple, they were Jew, and they accepted the Christian faith, and he loved them. He started to live with them for some time while being in their country. So he considered them as his disciples, and their house being a church for the community around us. Also, Akira and Priscilla, although also we had never heard a sermon after Akira and Priscilla, let's be honest, but they are very good preachers. Listen to this. In Acts 18, so he began to speak boldly. This is not St. Paul. This is some guy called Apollos. He began to speak boldly in the synagogue. Synagogue is the place for the Jew. When Aquila and Priscilla heard him, they were staying like you can, listening to Apollos. They took him aside and explained to him the way of God more accurately, because they are Christians. But still they are attending the synagogue, because this is the place of preaching. Apollos came from outside country. He was a very good Jew, and he accepted the Christian faith. But he is not complete in his belief. He did not accept the baptism of the New Testament. He just knew the baptism after St. John the Baptist. Okay? So he did not know the story of sacraments. He is preaching Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Jesus Christ died for us. He rose from the dead. He ascended to heaven. Okay, this sermon is fine. But what after? Just accept God? Accept Lord Jesus Christ as God? So, still, not complete. They stayed listening, but he did not utter the subject of baptism, Christian baptism. So after he finished his sermon, they took him aside and, look to this, explained to him the way of God more accurately. So you may find a very good, excited young man preaching, but his ideas are not very much complete. So you can push him to complete the idea, to be more orthodox, to be more accurate in faith. He may be talented, gifted, much more than you, but you know the faith better, so you can help. And when he desired to cross to Asia, Apollos was going to Asia, the brethren wrote, exhorting the disciples to receive him. And when he arrived, he greatly helped those who had believed through grace. So the church did not refuse such Apollos. You understand? They accepted him because he accepted to know more, to be more accurate in his faith. So when you find some even non-orthodox preaching, but he accepted to be orthodox, to accept more accurately the faith. So why not welcoming him to work with us, if accepting the idea of sacraments and completing his faith? Aquila and Priscilla, also they are the preachers of circumstances and situation. He found a certain Jew named Aquila, born in Pontus, who had recently come from Italy, so and so, and he came to them. I mean by this that if you are St. Paul, just expect to find out that through your missionary you will meet many who can be the future preachers through traveling. Circumstances might help. I mean, there was no plan to visit Aquila and Priscilla and to look after them. No, he met them and they accepted faith. They welcomed him home, and after some time they are very good preachers, and he put their names in many of his letters. So Aquila and Priscilla, is teaching us tonight that you can preach in a preaching couple. Also, let's work as a fine tuner, or make this fine tuning the faith of others. Also, make use of the situation, circumstances. You can fish, you can find other creatures in your way. Apollos, I think this is the last one. I hope, for yourself. Apollos also is a very good preacher, named in Acts, although many of you do not know him. It's written in Acts 18. Now a certain Jew named Apollos, born at Alexandria, an eloquent man and mighty in the scriptures, came to Ephesus. The first good version this, that he was a Bible lover. Take care of this. He was mighty in the scriptures. Rarely written in the Bible this sentence. Mighty in the scriptures. Are you mighty in the scriptures? Do you read the Bible carefully? Do you know many sentences? Do you understand the message of God in the Old Testament and the New Testament? Do you study the prophecies? Do you know the Gospels quite well? To be a good preacher, you should be mighty in the scriptures. You should study the Bible. Also, he was very humble. This man, Apollos, he was really humble. This man had been instructed in the way of the Lord, and being fervent in spirit, he spoke and taught accurately the things of the Lord, though he knew only the baptism of John. So he did not know all the truth. He just accepted the faith of Jesus Christ as the Son of God. So he began to speak boldly in the synagogue. When Achaia and Priscilla heard him, they took him aside, explained to him the way of God more accurately. Wait a minute. Did he accept Achaia and Priscilla to be his teachers, although they were few minutes before his pupils? You understand, he was preaching like me now, and after some time, some of you coming telling me, sorry to tell you, your mission is not complete, your sermon is not complete, you need to know so and so and so. Will I accept this? If you accept this, you are humble in heart. You know that nobody knows everything. So, although you are a teacher, you should stay as a disciple. You should learn for the whole life. So, in this, he learned. And by learning from Achaia and Priscilla, he became a better preacher. And the whole church accepted this Apollos. You know, the church might stop him from preaching if he kept saying the message with no sacraments. This is not accepted. But by accepting this fine-tuning, by listening to Achaia and Priscilla, the church accepted him as a great preacher, and he had a wide area for preaching after. Also, Apollos had a very good point, that he was following up the people who believed. This is very important in preaching. St. Paul said so in his letter to Corinthians. He said, I planted, I poured, Apollos watered, and God gave the increase. You may not start the belief of others. You may work with the follow-up system. I mean, you may go to some country who believed and who had baptized before, but they know very little about the church and very little about our Lord. So you are watering the plant. And this is a very good start in preaching. That's exactly what Wadid and the young men and women going with him to South Africa, most of them work as for watering. They serve people who believe. They serve kids and young men and women who already baptized. But actually they know very little. So they are watering And this is very important in preaching. St. Paul said, I planted, Apollos watered. And in both of us, God was working. And both of us are very essential in the story of preaching. You should plant, and you or others should water the plant. Another good point of Apollos, that he is a very good sharing servant. That he knows how to serve in a sharing way. He can share the service with others. Many of the servants have this defect, that they cannot work except alone. They just work by themselves. They cannot work with others. This is a big failure in preaching. You should learn how to work in a team. In preaching, you can never do everything alone. You need somebody to help. Our Lord Jesus Christ sent them two by two. It's written in Corinthians, now concerning our brother Apollos, St. Paul was saying so in his last chapter in Corinthians. I strongly urged him to come to you with the brethren. Look to this. Paul and Apollos were friends, were brothers. Although the people were trying to say, we are Paul's people and they are Apollos' people, but Apollos and Paul were brothers. They shared the service. Up to Paul asked Apollos to go visiting Corinthians. Corinthians are disciples of Paul. But he did not mind that Apollos, please go and water the plant. Help me in this. Share me in this service. I don't mind to go to my people. I don't mind to preach my pupils. I strongly urged him to come to you with the brethren, but he was quite unwilling. You know why? You know why he was not willing? Because he knew that people was making some problem of being Apollos' people and Paul's people. So he humbly was trying to stay away from this. So Paul, both of them are great. Paul is pushing him, please go. Apollos say, please don't push me. You understand? And both were guided by the Holy Spirit in a very good way. So they can share the service together for the sake of the kingdom of God. He was quite unwilling to come at this time, you understand? For a time of problem, of conflict in the church, he asked Paul, please, don't push me. Not this time. You go, Paul. Not this time. However, he will come when he has a convenient time. You understand how very good terms they are living in. Also in Titus, sent Zenas the lawyer and Apollos on the journey with us, which means that Paul and Apollos stayed friends, stayed brothers. And Paul was saying to Titus, one of his disciples and bishop, that send Fulan, one of them was Apollos. So they are working in a team. And Apollos was very happy being a member in this team, even the team entitled or leaded by Paul. He is very happy being leaded by Paul. Last slide, Apollos is a great preacher because he is a Bible lover. He is very humble. He had the system of following up the preaching system. Also, he can share service with others.